Coming up to 2:30, and we are 349 days, 17 hours away from the next Whiskey Festival, the Victoria Whiskey Festival of the Grand Pacific. Is it too early to start the countdown, Ian Huey?
The ticker's actually on the website.
I know,
right,
that's,
now.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, we're already organizing, believe it or not, Ryan.
So it was a couple of weeks ago, and how was it after the smoke is cleared? What do you think of the Victoria Whiskey Festival, the 2009 edition?
Well, I think that we kind of surprised ourselves, in as much as 4 years ago we kind of started this thing out thinking, oh, we're going to have a little soiree here, and now it's turned into a true event. Then we had no idea that it was going to be as successful as it has been, not just for Victoria, but internationally. And we kind of got the big accolade this year that we were not expecting at all, and we've now been informed that we are the best organized whiskey festival in the world in 4 years.
So what do they use for, what do they take into account to say that this festival in Victoria is number one?
I think what it boils down to is organization from start to finish, in as much as what the guest gets, what the presenters is made available to them, what product is put on the table, what we do with the money, in as much as this is a 100% charity event, all net proceeds go to charity, how socially responsible we are, in as much as this driving everyone home has got us big recognition, in particular in Scotland and Ireland, and they were absolutely astounded that we could put the infrastructure together in place and drive anybody that wanted to ride home. So there was no issues about any serious mishap or accident following the festival. So we're taking this this accolade and saying, wow, we're pretty pumped about the whole deal and we're pleased.
Now, Ian, I know that Chris says he doesn't want to talk. Chris Loran, the Q's roadie's taking some pictures here. How many rides home did between the Q and the TLC Fund for Kids and the volunteers with the Victoria Jazz Society? How many rides home?
Well, my last count was about 125 and counting, give or take a few. That's how many were actually registered with me. But towards the end of the night, anyone who wanted a ride came up to me, and I was like, "Yep, all right, let's get you in a van and home." So.
So over 125 people.
And everywhere in town, actually. There wasn't any specific area, like, oh, only in downtown Victoria. I drove someone out all the way out to Brentwood. We had some people out in the Highlands and everywhere. So.
Yeah, I got lost in the Highlands.
Yeah. Speaking of the Highlands, yeah.
I got good driving directions back, but I took a wrong left, and I was going up. I felt like a logging road. Anywho.
The wrong Highlands, too. If it was the Highlands of Scotland, you would really have a great story.
Oh, it was good stuff, I tell you. So, one question I had for you. The oldest whiskey served at the Victoria Whiskey Festival this year, the oldest one,
was a 43-year-old Glenfarclas, and that was poured on Friday night, and there was still some hanging around on Saturday. I didn't get to taste it till after the entire event was over, but 43-year-old whiskey does not come without a bit of coin to purchase, and it was free poured.
So would that make it the most expensive one?
Nope. There was a 40-year-old Highland Park that was poured, free poured at $2,000 a bottle. $2,000 a bottle. Yeah, I'm having trouble getting that out myself.
So if you were to put that in your gas tank, the price of gas converted, boy, gas is cheap.
Can be like playing at Starbucks, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, well, listen, there's a couple of, one thing that's important here, and I think, is what, why I'm here, not only to thank the Q, but also, you guys have come on and volunteered every year, and that's been great for the event, as well as the fact that, as I say, it's a charity event, and the TLC Fund for Kids, I think, is, this charity in Victoria that's kind of run under the radar quite a bit as to what you actually do. And a lot of charities, their mandate or the criteria for their being permitted to give or provide donations or purchase of something is somewhat managed by their bylaws and the likes of that. And I really am respectful of what the TLC Fund does here in town. Their mandate provides them latitude to make these purchases for and when they're needed or help financial help, and I just think it's great. And, you know, to all the nine listeners out there, if the TLC Fund says that they need a little help, I certainly would recommend to the people of Victoria and your listening audience that they support the TLC Fund. So on that note, I'm happy to present a little check here in the sum of $6,000 for the TLC Fund for Kids at 100.3 The Q on behalf of the Victoria Whiskey Festival. And I think this is going to go to a great cause here in our city, and I'm very happy to present it to you guys.
Fabulous. Ian Huey of the Victoria Whiskey Festival for the Q's TLC Fund for Kids. Now, you guys are also helping out with the Victoria Jazz Society.
Their high school outreach program. And it's basically to help young musicians that then might need a boost, or the fact that there's a need for instruction in the schools, and we want to get that that program some assistance as well. And you know, they were the other half of the volunteer crew on Saturday night, or two Saturdays ago at the event, and they and you guys did a great job for us. I mean, the success of the festival isn't just us. It's what the hotel does. It's the food. It's the volunteers. It's the cheery personalities, and the comments that we get, the feedback that we get post event, saying, "Man, oh man, I just can't believe that everybody was just so happy up and everything." And you're the last people to see half of these guests when they leave. So the positive experience comes back to us as accolades.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun talking to attendees of the festival. Now, you can go to the website, and just so you can't say, "Hey, I didn't hear about this whiskey festival." It's coming up in 349 days at Victoria Whiskey Festival. No E in the whiskey. Whiskey Festival. And listen to some interviews and get details about the coming year. What is the date? 349. So that would be the 22nd, 23rd, 24th of 2010, right?
12th, 2010, yeah. So get your ballots ready. We'll have another go at this again.
Thank you, Ian Huey. And thank you from the Q's TLC Fund for Kids.
And thanks, Ryan, for having me.
Bye-bye.